Okay, we are in the middle of packet 24, Notes in Time of Gan, part 3. And we did the Akshavay part, almost fully. One more thing on Akshavay, and then we'll go to the first part, the Notes in Time of Gan, Bavasa V'Cholof. Yeah, there is a, on page 30, there is a Bach that Rabbi Bari quotes in his Sefer. But as we discussed the different shitas, whether there's a Din Rabbanan of Akshavei, if something is Nifsal, Mechilas, Adam, and you still eat it, is that Akshavei, if there is this or Akshavei. So the Bach on page 30, quotes the Rosh, Katav HaRosh, the Tamil Mishum Bisfili, the Afra Ba'almahu, who's Al Hisig Alei, because of the Lomastar Bedafopi, the Butler, Dasa Ochel, Eitel Chaloda, Mikol Mokom, Kevit, the Yuka Ochelei, Osir. Because of the Mainaf Yamina, Vachila Didei, Kimu Ochel, Ofer Lachai, Midmiyam. In other words, and sin. You know, was mamish you eat offer? Mamish, how far does this go, Akshavei? It's mamish nifsal, and he still said, well, you ate it. But after a certain point, you say, no, you're the shaita. You know, like, that's Akshavei. When does we draw the line between Akshavei and just a shtus ba'alma? Is that Akshavei? I decide I'm going to eat this piece of wood. So, Akshavei. So, I mean, his point is there has to be some cutoff point between that's what he says. So, what is the cutoff point? So, he says, Efshal Loma, the Pasha, Efshal, or Nechrach, or Yichto, Yeshiva, Tachem Tid, Avapid, Tibaini, Lachel, and Inche, and Chomorom, and Taruv, and Tvarmachem, who Nechom, but Tuv. There's certain things that you won't eat be'enei, but if you'll put it with other things, then I'll be de tarubas dvar mecherim hu nechal b'tov. Chavid al yidei tarubas achal ve'in shi yafal pi shehu achal b'lo tarubas l'didei chashiv al-achil. In other words, the chiddush is people will eat this thing b'tarubas. This thing is nifsal, but they'll still eat it with taruvas. Now you ate it alone, so then you could say achshavei. But if something that einu nechal fili de taruvas l'shum adam, then he doesn't say. You would say achshavei. That's the Bach's yisod. It's not such a well famous quoted Bach, but it makes a lot of sense. So Rabbi Bari has a tshuva here on page 31. In other words, the cutoff point is if you won't even eat. In other words, you say akshavei when you could something is nifsal mechilas adam. A person won't normally eat it alone, but if you put it with other, you mix it with other stuff together, then you will eat it. So then the chiddush is, even though you didn't mix it with other stuff, you ate it alone, that's akshavei. But if it's something that you won't eat even v'taruvus, then that's too far gone. In other words, if you give me sand from the ground, so I'm not going to eat it, you know, with taruvas, something that, you know, so then there's no din akshavei, because that's too far gone.
Like charcoal, something
you
would eat with taruvas?
Yeah.
Like a charred?
Yeah, charred, you need to do with, you know, with kuta chababli or something like that. It's like toast. So it's a little extra toast. You know. So, so he says, the secret is not shall arrive at Akiva. The Shimpan of Moshech was the Akshav of any Chametz. After all, the Karakiva, the Yolo, which was the Lechem Chametz. The Moza Masha Osha Torah. Or even with Rabbanan, I guess. Okay. So it's hard to know the exact, but that's a Hadzara that, that he likes to put in the Tshuva. Okay.
Even
in
the
body, he makes us. He's Torah Kim's on the back. The what? Then it's going to be the left Torah Kim. Tasha Ivsha. Ash Nitzel, you left. We know the Torah Kim's actually the Torah. They ain't a dome in the past. Yeah. Yeah, so there has to be some middle of
the. Alright, unless you just say that. Even actually, it was only something which was Roy Lachila. And now it became this also. If you want to undo that, became, it only started out as, you know, like you said, to eat off. It was never
right.
In the partial.
Yeah. Okay. Now, we go back to the first part of the packet. There are two halachas. And we have to say, see, are these two halachas two different halachas, or are they just one halacha? What are the two halachas? So number one, on page 3, Samach Zayin of the Beis, the Shem my time to Tanya was so cool called the Vela. So the simple halacha over here is that something that's roy to eat for a human being is called the veila, it's asa, and if not, then it's mutter. Right? That's the din of nifsal mechilas adam. Now, there is another halacha in Psachim on page 5, the Chavdal on the base, so the Gemara says, Amar Rav Avahu, Amar Rav Yochanan, Kol Yisum Shabbatar Ein Loki Malem El Derech Achilasa. So that means that when the Torah asks something, the Torah only asks something in the normal way. In the normal way. And if you don't eat it in the normal way, then al pi pashtus, it's not an issa d'oraisa. The Torah is speaking about the normal way. That's the famous Rashi in Shabbos, that Bishul Bechama is mutter. Rabban explains others because that's not the normal way of cooking. It's not a shinoi. It's not like it's not the normal. It's not the normal way. So if you would take a piece of meat and you would eat it, it's not nipsal, but it's burning hot or ice cold. Right? So that's not the normal way. So you're not loker. The question whether you're not loker, is it still in the daraisa? Let's assume or pipashtus that it could still, it won't be in the daraisa anymore even. A loken, let's assume, and it will be mutter min haTorah. So the question at hand, now one second, before we get to that, the Gemara Pesachim says there are two exceptions to the rule. That even if you eat it in a very abnormal way, the Torah will still aser it. Why? Because certain times the Torah doesn't use the Lashon Achila. If the Torah uses Lashon Achila, it means normal Achila. So if you're normal, you don't eat something, okay, some people like it a little warm, a little cold, but ice cold, burning hot, you know, that's not normal. The Torah speaking normal. So the Gemara says here on Sachim, page 5, Kavdal Amid Beis, Amar Baya Kol Modim Bekile HaKerem Shalokim Alim Shalok Adar Chanosim. That if you have a vineyard with a grape seed and other seeds, so, you know, planted next to each other, so the produce is asur. But it doesn't say lo sochu. It says pentukaresh, pentikta shamaleya, which the Gemara says pentukaresh. In other words, if you do it, then the produce will be kadosh, meaning asur b'ana. So the Gemara never says lo sochal kilei akerem, but since the Gemara doesn't use the lashon achila, and it says it's asur, which means that it's asur b'achila, but it didn't speak about that in a forward sense of asur b'achila, then the kula of shalok ederach achilasam does not apply. Then the Gemara of Chafayim and Aleph from page 5 at the end of the bracket says Atu Basu B'chola Achila K'siva Bey. By Basu B'chola it also doesn't say Achila, because we know that Basu B'chola never says Lo Sochol Basu B'chola. It's three times what? Lo Savashal Gedi B'chalei B'mo. So since it says Lo Savashal Gedi B'chalei B'mo three times, so then so we know one is achila, one is hanol, one is bishul. But again, it doesn't say lo sochlu. So by basur b'cholov, what? It's going to be usur, even if you'll take a piece of basur b'cholov and you eat it very hot, very cold, you'll still get malchus. Because the din of shalok kederech doesn't apply. Okay? That is those two exceptions to the rule. Oh. So now the question at hand is the following. Are these two halachas, the din of Nevela Shein Real Ger, and the din of Shalok Hederach Achilasim, or Hanasim, are these the same halacha or two different halachas? Because one could claim that the reason why Nevela Shein Real Ger is not Nevela is why? Because it's not normal to what? To eat something that's nifsal. Right? In other words, maybe these two things are one and the same. Maybe these two things are one and the same. The fact that it's shalok ederach achilasa and the fact that it's nifsal are one and the same. Or you could say no. They're two different halakas. One, I don't know, one is the din of the gavra and one is the din of the cheftza. Meaning, Shalok Hederach means basically this is a good food, but if it's hot, then I'm not going to be able to eat it in a normal way. But if something is nifsal, then the chayfetz became mutter. And we'll see what's the nafkamina. So there'll be several nafkaminas, but one nafkamina will be, what if something is nifsal and then you reconstitute it? So if you say, in other words, it's clear that the din of Shalok Hederach is, okay, you got it, it's very hot, but now you cooled it off. So no one's going to argue and say that now it's still mutter. No, because it's a temporary heter. Calls mind that it's very hot. If it cools off, then it goes back to the regular iser. But the question at hand is, what about what? The other halacha, when something is nifsal. Say something is nifsal, and then you do something to reconstitute it. So now it's royal achila. So do we say, well, once it's nifsal, the issus is off. Now you reconstitute it, so it's still mutter. You can't recreate an issur. What do we say? No, it's similar to the halacha of the cold and hot, that you could reconstitute it. So that's going to be one discussion. And another discussion is whether the din of nifsal is going to apply to basa b'chalav and kila hakeret. Because if basa b'chalav and kila hakeret don't have the din of shalok ederech, then they shouldn't have the din of nifsal either. And therefore they should it should be mutter shalok ederech hanosan by basa b'chalav. So this is a big question, and it's going to have significant ramifications in the area of production of non-kosher gelatin, which some hold is kosher. Right? In other words, non-kosher gelatin is, we discussed this in the past, that you take you know, bones from non-kosher animals, and then you and you make the gelatin out of them, and in the process they're nifsal. So if you say that once something is nifsal, it's mutter, then it's mutter. But if you say that there's no separate din of nifsal, nifsal is only part of the din of shalok ederech, but now you made a kederech, so it's no different than cooling off the hot meat. So this is known in the world, in the Welt, as a machlokas between the Plesi and the Chavos Das. So this is like a fundamental machlokes. Plesi holds it's one and the same. There's one halacha of shalok ederech, and that's why Nevel Shein Arul Ager, it's a din of shalok ederech, and the Chavos Das disagrees and says that no, these are two separate halachas. One thing has nothing to do with the other. One is a din in nifsal and the chafetz, and therefore that won't apply to basa b'chol of kila karim. Because even basa b'chol of kila karim, if it's a nifsal, it's a nifsal. And the other thing is a din in the person, and therefore, according to the Plesi, everything could be reconstituted, and it will be aser. According to the Chavos Das, it will be mutter. And in terms of the basa b'chalav and kilei karim, so according to the Plesi, that's going to be aser by shalok ederech, but according to the Chavos Das, it's going to be mutter.
Even if they're separate halachos, like you could still say that you reconstitute it and it's similar to shalok ederech in that it regains the aser.
But where is it going to get its iser from? In other words, the iser was paka, so how does it come back? I mean, like the chazanish we saw, in other words, it's gone, so now you make it so that it could be tasted. So that doesn't, but that's, you know, that was, the iser was nifka, so meheki tasty that it could.
As opposed to by shalok ederech, where it's always.
Right, shalok ederech, the chafetz is always also, you're just doing it in a way that's not normal to eat that way. So we're going to see it inside and we'll see. So let's see. You see the Rambam here on page 6. Says kol ha'ochel ha'asurim inu chayv alei matchayoko losan derech hanoch. Chutz mibosem b'chol v'kilei akerim v'ti shalol nemram ha'machila elahotzios yisrach v'losem b'loshan acheres b'loshan bishol b'loshan akodesh v'esos ha'mafil shalol k'derech hanoch. Kate said, v'shehim ches ha'chel v'gomo shu'cham an she'nechve v'rono v'menu she'ochel chayv chay So all these things, the Rambam says, so when it comes to okay. So now let's see the placey and the and the Chavastas. And this is, you know, this is a very fundamental, that's why I don't want to rush through this either. Achshavah is very fundamental for all the medicines and the vitamins and all these discussions. And this is also fundamental. So, where's the placey? The placey is in Hilchos Basar B'Chol of Siman Pei Zayin. That's the first siman in Basar B'Chol. So there's a Ramah. Bez Hashem will get to it. Says Ramah, O kosu da kli she'osim bo mayim l'chafifos harosh. Because they would take a kli and they would make shampoo in the kli. Now, in those days, you didn't go to a Rite Aid and buy a shampoo. You made. Everything was homemade those days. So what did you do? You took ashes from the stove and you mixed it with water. And that was the shampoo. Somehow that gets your hair clean. What's the issue? That in the ashes there could be basar b'cholof in the ashes, because ashes have some meat ashes, have some cheese ashes. So the basar b'cholof, so you're making. So he says, well, but it says all kinds of the klisha osim bo mayim l'chafifas harosh ain l'shamish bo. Those who also may efer shal kira gilusu v'sarev sham basu v'cholov. So we'll have to discuss. So how do you use it for for shampoo? Isn't it a sohanah? So we'll have to talk about that. But certainly the kli that you made the shampoo in is what is going to be osir, because it's believed it's a basu v'cholov. Okay, that's the Ramah. We'll spend more time, Bez Hashem, on this Ramah when we learn this Siman. Okay. So the Placey comments on this on page 8. Okay, so he quotes. Okay, so the paragraph Ubeze Amarti. So he writes here, the first word on the line, third, three, four, five, where the lines get very wide. the first word on the line is Hanosam. Nosi Tam Lavgam Mutter Nirali Mishum Dahavi Shalokader Hanosam. He said, "No sin time of gam is mutter because it's shalok hader chanasan." Rav Shimon ben Chemetz, tzorach lomad tefillah, Rav Shimon nevela, b'chazil gelo avin nevela. For Rav Yochanan tefillah, b'hach nicha had. So nevela, next paragraph, right? If you put, you have a nice steak, and you, it's bosom b'cholov, it was cooked with milk, and now you put something in to make it not so tasty, so it's pogum, so you're not going to eat it in the normal way. Mikol mokum osur, dechayv lo shalokot derechan osan. He says, but hani milik shavar nesra b'basa b'cholof. Says, once it already had an isra b'basa b'cholof. Ki atar lo osar atar lo azrach shanotim zem v'zeh tam l'shvach. Alo v'gam. So he says, v'atah mizukokim divrei maril dal kira shashazov mikderiz b'basa b'cholof v'spashum sham v'kol medoleka eitra v'nesru v'chakar shabayim l'toch hamayim Mayfer Lassos Mehem Lurchitza Mabakach the Efer Pogmum, Rusam Cholov, the Gvarnesa Edomolo Begi Maklau, Kachit Svi Chagola. In other words, he's saying that when you have the shampoo, you're making the shampoo. So what happened? It was basa b'cholov. It was basa b'cholov. One second. It was basa b'cholov. And then, because it be, and then, so kira shazov mikder is basa b'cholov and is basal shalom m'komon to leke efer v'nesu v'chakach shabarim l'toch ha'mayim im efer lasos mehem l'chitz and mabakach the efer pogmum. It was already Basa B'cholov, and now it's going to be Pogum. So Pogima doesn't help. So he says, he's bothered. Why don't you say it's just pogum? But he's saying because pogum doesn't work by basa b'cholov, because l'maisa you had a be'ed of basa b'cholov that was good, and then what? And then it became burnt. Then it became burnt. So now it's pogum. But it started off not pogum, and there's no din of shalok hader chachila. So memela when that be'en now gives tam into the kli, it's giving tam of basa b'cholov that was originally good, that was pogum, and we don't say the din of shalok hederech. So memela, that's why the kedayr is going to be awesome, because there's no din pogum by basa b'cholov. Because the din of pogum is the same din of what? Of shalok hederech achilasan. And shalok hederech achilasan is Osir by Basar B'cholov. Now, so let me ask you a quick question. So according to this placey, so do we have the din of Einu Ben Yomel by Basar B'cholov? I mean, that's against the whole Yerideya. The placey can't be against the whole Yerideya. The placey is the placey. He's not against all of Yerideya. So you have to make some... So David Block has the notes from a previous year, and I think maybe the Madani Osher may say this, that... No, in other words, if it's going to be... Say something is in a kli, and no, so he'll say that then it was in a chanami. If it's Basar B'cholov that came in, that became Basar B'cholov, and that was pogrom. And now it goes into a kli, it's going to be aser. But if, say, something is like an Einu Ben Yomel, so that means that you used it for milk, it's already 24 hours, so it never became Basar B'cholov. So then there'll be a din of pogrom. But he's just saying that if you have a be'en, and now it's nifgam, that's the iser still remains. The iser still remains. So in a chanami, if you so this is like a, but in a chanami, if you cooked milk in a meat thing, so then, and now the tab of meat comes into the milk, but it's already Einu Ben Yomel, it's not going to answer the milk because you never had a good Basar B'cholov. But if you have a good Basar B'cholov and you pogam it, then there's no din of pagam. So this is the placey, and the Chavos Das is the main opponent on page 9. So that's why he's saying in Big Kiddush that even though it comes in Lipgam, in the Kli, what's wrong with using the Kli of the shampoo Kli? It came in Lipgam. It's already Afer when it's in the Kli. So Afer, yeah, but it's Afer of what was once Basar B'cholov, and that doesn't have a din of Gam. I mean, we still don't hold for it. I mean, it's a big Kiddush. I mean, and that's how he explains the Ramah, the Mariola, etc. But it's the placey. You gotta give the placey covered, right? I told you what Rav Avad Yosef said. That the Yaris Tavash, the Torahs are sweeter than Dvash. The other sefer is Urim V'Tumim. That's maybe a little bit of too much. I don't know what he said about the... doesn't say what he said about the place. Yeah.
The Ramon himself, maybe that's even smarter for the Ma'aril. The Ramon himself only says this is like a Chomer Ba'alma and make a little different.
Right.
So that doesn't really make sense.
Okay, then, right, it's a Chumra Balma, right, but that could be for other reasons, because maybe it never became real Basar B'cholov, it was already burnt up before the milk came in, or something like that, you know, you could, okay, the Chavos Das is Kuf Gimel Aleph, and his big yesod is that these are two separate halachas. The halacha of nifsal means it's a din in the chayfetz, that it's nifka, it's nisrach, and the din of shalom kederach is a din in the gavra, that it's never nifs. And he says, so the ayin taz, the alfinim in vela, avda in vela, b'ina she'e pogum v'gamri, she'e ne'e royal ger, imkein, hech yalfinim in epigam called hu, v'artir tzaram b'avarazara, etam pogum mitzar, Hagir, the vada lo nichalei l'gesh yeh tamzer klal, the hamalot tamzer haya yosem meshubach, Okay, that's the whole thing. And then he says that these are a levadai, three lines from the bottom, the veil shein ruil ager, shloka derech anosav trei and yonehein. They're two different halachas. Umitrei krei, and they learn from two different psukim. There's nothing to do one with the other. The gufa iser lohuter, top of the next second line. Imchazim etikno leiser, konshe bishlo or shanod. Not all hadover mar mitocha or shem Moscow, but dover hamamate. Chazal yisuro, the lotus badil shem tov mashul chai, or mashul nosi l'tzoch hadover mar. You know, you could undo, but first word along aval kishen nisra gufa iser, paka sheim iser mikol v'chol. Mikra achrina the veil shein ruil ager. So this whole thing. So that's the that's the place. That's the Chavos Das. Oh, so L'chor he's right. I mean, isn't it a separate limud? I mean, one is just from the Achila Ksiv, but it means Achila Regila, and one is from the Veil Sheinu Ruil Ager. So the Sefer Madani Asher, he points out from the Node of Yehuda that you're right. The Chorot Stup Sukkim, but he says over here on page 13. Second column, page 13. Yitzhak Kosi, a place of another Yehuda. That the following, that there are two opinions in the Gemara. In other words, one opinion of the Gemara says that you need a Nevela Ruyal Ger. But there's another day in the Gemara there in Avodah Zarah that says that the din of Nevela Ruyal Ger only applies if it's Srucha Meikara. Meaning that when it was still alive, it had, it was sickly and it wasn't fit to eat. So by the second that the Is in Nevela came in, it was already Nifsach. So he's working with that halacha. That the Nevin of Nilu only applies to that. But in the Hanami, according to the opinion that Nevela Yeshua Ligir is even later on that it became Nisrach, then in the Hanami those are two separate dinim. But since this Shita holds that we paskin like the opinion it has to be Srucha Meikara, so then there's only one halacha. And that one halacha is it has to be Kederach Achilos. So we normally assume that there are two. We normally assume like the Chavos Das, the two halachas. The only thing is that there's a Rambam. And the big nafkamin is the heter of gelatin. Because if you hold like this we saw previous, that if you hold like the Chavos Das, that's the Chaim Moser points out, then gelatin is going to be could be mutter. So that was Chaim Moser's shita. But gelatin can be mutter. Because what is gelatin? It's mamish trefa, the veiler. But it's Nisrach, right? And then it was reconstituted. Obviously, there are millions of people who are buying it, so it must taste good. Okay, plus tastes good. So according to the Chavos Das, once it's in the Srach, it's mutter. But according to the Plesi, so we hold from the Shita of what? The Vela, in the Ruya of what? According to the Plesi, we hold that Shaloka Derecha Achilosan, and since it wasn't Nisrach Meikara, so you don't have the Hetzer and Vela Shein and Ruya Lager, so then it's only a din that you could reconstitute, and then it's Aser. And we saw so Rav Aaron Kotler was into this Plesi because the Rambam.
Can you just clarify that? I mean, why exactly is it so halachic? Why can't I say, even if I hold that it's nifsal, if I hold it's tuvinim, why can I still, let's say, an option? Why is it so that if you only have a chalachimela,
Because the din of Shalom Kederach means it's a din of the Gavra. It's Shalom Kederach. So in other words, if you hold like the sheet of the Plesi, you can never be Poka and Isser, even an Isser Achila. The only reason you won't be Chayiv is where after a certain point, it's not normal anymore. But that's the din of Shalom Kederach. So I can make it back to being normal. So.
Maybe there'll be a din derabanan.
We're talking about the din d'oraisa here.
Okay, but like gelatin.
Gelatin. So why is it? You want to say?
It's not a wise halacha.
No, because you maybe only achshavei because of the tarovus. You're not achshavei, and maybe there's no achshavei but tarovus. That's the question.
You would never eat
the thing alone. And then maybe it's totally on whether you hold Akshave by like the Bach. And maybe he's just saying that
it's Bach Yisur.
So reconstitute is not a problem. Maybe he also said it's not, you don't say Betarovus. It's very simple.
You don't say
Akshave. Betarovus. Only if you're Makshiv something.
Yeah.
Then we saw the Rambam, your favorite Rambam, that if you eat the animal and you eat that's in the Atzamas packet. I didn't put it back in this packet. Yeah, you have the Atzamas here for a second? We'll just take out the Atzamas packet for a second. Oh, is it page 25? Let's see. We'll see in a second. Yeah, no, it is. It is. You're right. So the Rambam says on page 25, "Ha'okel v'levela u'treifa u'meheva v'chayev etzmeim in ha'or u'me'atzomos." When I give them, so if you eat, after bishu oster hareza potter, bishu ena ruim lachila. So if you eat a nevela, so the different parts of the nevela, the bones, the meat. If you eat the meat, you're chayiv, but if you eat the other part, This is not Roy Lachima. So how does this work? So Aaron Cutler said that what? That if you eat something that's not Roy Lachila, so he's working, so it's Shalok Adarach. So that's why you're Potter, Shalok Adarach. Because he holds that the Rambam holds that there's only this din of Shalok Adarach. The Rambam doesn't bring the din of the Veil of Shein or Rui Lager. He only brings the din of Shalok Adarach. So anything that you eat, that Shalok Adarach, is going to be potter. It's going to be mutter min haTorah. And that's how he paskened like the placey. See, Rav Shechter said of Aaron Kotler's tshuva shver. It's not shver if you hold like the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't seem to quote the din of Nevel Hashem Ruya. And he only has the din of just when you eat the things that are kederach to eat, it will be a din in kederach. And so I think someone told me, Jack or whatever, someone told me that there's a Truvas Arashba that says not like that. In other words, even if you want to concede in the Rambam, but I think Rav Avadi Yosef, I think at some point out, says, okay, but the other Rishonim that do have the din of the Veil of Srucha, even though if you want to say the Rambam doesn't have such a din, and that's how the place he's paskening, he's going well within the Rambam. In the Hanami, he's going to go within the Rambam. And then we saw Chaim Oizer made a distinction between the different types of bones, right? The soft bones, the hard bones, etc. But you can read this Rambam just simply that the things that are Roy Lachila, but not a din of Nifsal, because he doesn't hold from Nifsal. It says Shalok Kederach. So anything that now you made Kederach is going to be Asa. That's why Rav Aaron Kotler Asa, because he's basically a placey person within the Rambam. And if you're a Chavos Das person, then you could. So Shechter always thought, you know, it's Pashut that we hold like the Chavos Das, because Chavos Das is very Mistaber. It's a very, you know, it's a brisk revoir, it's two halachas, it's very clean. But it doesn't mean that that's where the Rambam held. The Rambam could hold, there's only a din Shalok Adarach. And what about the din of the Vela? Maybe we only pass in the Vela Srucha Meikara, like the Nodav Yehuda said. So it's not so pashut, I mean, you could say the placey's idea without having to, you know, accept his pshat in the Mariel and the Ramah. You know, you could say it only works like Rabbi Block had in his notes that it only works on a band, doesn't work in Tam. And once it's in the realm of Tam, then everyone would hold pogrom is mutter, and so that, you know, so you could say like that. But that's the. So that's a fundamental. So the placey has many layers of chiddush. The chiddush of the Basar Mecholov extension, and even by Tam, when it started off from the Be'en, also is excluded from the heter of Nosin Tam of Gam. So there are many layers of chiddush. But just from the gelatin perspective, one could just say, like Rabbi Cutler says, well, once you reconstitute so now it's Kederach, and we don't say Paka Yisurim. So, you know, so there were Rabbanim who permitted gelatin, but in this day and age, you know, that, you know, you eat chalten, you're not, you know, we're not going to give you shlishi. Rav Goldberg, that's how he used to use those mashalim. So that's the story. So that's why the main exchange of the people usually use today don't give. That's the way it goes. So, and then of course if you use a kosher animal for the gelatin, it's going to cost much more. That's why they want to make gelatin for non-kosher animals, because they don't cost much. You don't need a proper shechita, you don't need all these things. You know, you just need to be masculine. So a lot of old rabbanim, you know, were okay with this. And then, you know, the world changes and trends change and things change. What can I tell you? But this is a fundamental, you know, to get a Havana, this placey. And I think Michal Katz liked the, you know, used to say it over. You remember Michal Katz? Michal Katz was a rabbi here for a lot, for like 50 years. If you didn't hear him, now you heard of him. Michal Katz, his father was who? The Degel Reuven? The Degel Reuven? Or Reuven Katz? Who's the Masada Kedushin of Chaim Kanievsky? Not Yerev. Chaim Kanievsky is Masada Kedushin. You see, it took three steps. So you see, people don't hear a certain gedolim that you know, the world doesn't know about anymore. So Rav Reuven Katz was the Rosh Hashiva of Petach Tikva. It's the Lomja Rosh Hashiva. That's where Rav Chaim learned. And so that was his Masada Kedushin. It was a big guy. You read this Degel Reuven. Rav Shef likes to say that. Michal Katz used to say that his sefer is ungenommen wie the Zeus. It's accepted like the Zeus. I guess that's for those who heard of it. But it's a very chashuv sefer, Degel Reuven. And he was the father of Michal Katz. Michal Katz was a rebbe here. In the last years, in many years, he used to give a chulin shir. And he's also the Rav Machshir of Grossinger's. You heard of that? That was a famous hotel in the mountains that your parents and grandparents probably all used to go to. Also closed down. So, tell you some of the history of the world. Okay, Ramosai. Let's see. So, okay. Today, you know, it was just a regular continuation. We never stopped. So, okay. Some people who, I guess, went away didn't come back yet. So hopefully they'll come back soon. Yeah. Yeah, Ramar has Ashton, yeah. Yeah, no, it's true, Ravar has action. Yeah, your life. Oh, maybe the child I said was your child. Okay, yeah, right. Rabbi Tuchman's right. Ravar says Akshave, but Rabbi Tuchman is like the child that is Ada Roy. So what I said from Ravar is really Rabbi Tuchman. Okay. But at the end of the day, that's what it comes out to.